This is Lamas Lamed Fimadav Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph, Fimadav Samach Aleph, Amad Aleph. The Maskan of our Gemara is the same way of Machlekes Tanoim by the Matnas Tam of Yom Kippur. If, let's say, you're middle of doing the Seder Azayis in middle and it spills out, so the Shail is, do you need to restart that entire Seder or can you pick up from the number that you left off with? So that is the Maskan of our Gemara, that the same way as Machlekes by Yom Kippur, by the Matanis of Yom Kippur, there's also Machlekes by the Luge Shemen of Mitzera. The Gurus Ari asks Akasha, as Gurus Ari, what about the Chatois Hapimim by the Par Kohen HaMashiach, by Par Mehel Dover Shel Tzibur, Siri Avei Dezara? Over there is also Hazais. Let's say in that case, in the middle of the Hazais, it spills. Why don't we find a discussion if there is a Machlekes Tanoim, yes or no? It's a very famous Brisker Rav. The Brisker Rav is found in the stencil in Zvachim Daf Lamed Tes Omer Beis. So he explains that when it comes to the Azayis of Parim Hal Dover Shel Tzibur, everyone's going to agree they have to do everything over from the beginning. Everyone's going to agree. All Tanam are going to agree that you have to start again from the beginning. Why? What's the Nafkamina? Zakt Brisker Rav as follows. That when it comes to the Hazois of Par Kohen HaMashiach, Par Mehel Dover Shel Tzibur. Over there, the Gedar Dover is that the Hazois are a din in the Par, a din in the Karban. And therefore, if you did not complete the Hazah from this Karban, of course, if you're Shechting a new Karban, you have to start again at the beginning. Because why? It's a din in the Karban, not a din in the Yom. When it comes to Yom Kippur, of the reason why you have the Hazois is a din in the Chayvas Hayyim. And therefore, it's possible there's a tzad they can use from two separate behemoths. Masha Enke. When it comes to Parim Al-Dav HaShal Tzibur, over there it's a din in the Etzim Karban. And therefore, it has to be specifically from this par, not from a different par. And also by the Taras Mitzera, Zok de Briskerov, that over there it's not a din in the behema, rather it's a din in Taras HaMitzera. So therefore, it would be a tzad that you can use from two separate behemoths. But again, when it comes to the par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur and those karbanos, the din hazaz, a din in the karban, a din in the behema, and therefore you would have to start again from the beginning. Also very quickly, again, the maskon of our gemara, same as the machlekes, it spills in the middle of the hazaz. There's a machlekes when it comes to the matanis Yom Kippur. There's a machlekes when it comes to the luge shemen of Mitzera. What about by par Helm Dover Shel Tzibur v'chulei? What's the din over there? Zok de Briskerov, over there, everyone's going to hear you have to start again from the beginning. What's the chiluk? The chiluk is very poshut. Over there, by Parim Hal Dover Shel Tzibur, the Hazois are a din in the Karban, are a din in the Karban. And therefore, if it's din in the Karban, it has to come from specifically this behema from this par. Masha Enke, when it comes to Yom Kippur, it's a din in the Yom. When it comes to Mitzera, it's a din in the Tara of the Mitzera. And therefore, there's a tzad, according to one Shita, that if it spills, you could still start again for the moment and you can combine the Hazais of one animal and the other animal. Everyone have an amazing day.